Israel seized a large part of Syria's Golan Heights decades back, and ever since, Israel has defied international calls to withdraw from the occupied Syrian territory. And as we will see in this next report, the U.S. seems to be abandoning its long-held stance on the Golan issue.
This is Syria's strategic Golan Heights. A large part of the Syrian territory has been occupied by Israel since the Six-Day War of 1967. In 1981, Israel unilaterally annexed the area. The international community has never recognized the move. The Golan is considered as Israeli-occupied under a resolution adopted by the United Nations Security Council. A recent UN General Assembly resolution renewed calls on Israel to pull out of Golan. Israel has defied repeated calls to withdraw its forces from the Syrian territory and keeps building on it. Close Israeli ally, the United States, has long shared the international view regarding Golan. But that seems to be changing, with pro-Israeli politicians pushing hard to have the Syrian territory recognized as Israeli land. This week came another sign of changing U.S. policy. In an annual report, the U.S. State Department dropped the term Israeli-occupied when referring to the Golan. It instead described the occupied territory as Israeli-controlled. The controversial shift came just a few days after Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham visited the Golan Heights. The pro-Israel U.S. senator promised to lobby the White House to recognize the area as Israeli land. Graham's comments drew strong condemnation from Damascus. The emerging changes in America's stance on Golan seem to perfectly fall in line with pro-Israeli decisions of the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump.
But it wasn't only the Golan Heights. U.S. seems to be changing its language when referring to Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories as well. Shift has triggered reactions from Palestinians who fear the change in language may soon mean a change in policy. Latest controversy has further worried the Palestinians. They have long insisted the U.S. bias in favor of Israel means that America cannot be a fair mediator. Palestinians say given U.S. actions and decisions over recent years, any deal put forward by Washington will be unacceptable to them.
Another section of the annual U.S. State Department report, which is dedicated to the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, makes no mention of the Israeli occupation. The report triggered strong Palestinian condemnation. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas described the wording as, quote, a continuation of the hostile approach of the American administration toward Palestinian people and contrary to all UN resolutions. The latest pro-Israeli stance by the U.S. has fueled fears that America's bias in favor of Israel is worsening. This is especially worrying because the U.S. has for decades portrayed itself as a mediator between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Washington is now busy drawing up a plan for the Palestinians and the Israelis, which it calls Deal of the Century. Palestinians have said in recent months that America's pro-Israel decisions and actions have left no room for any U.S. mediation.
America was backing Israel 100% and hasn't changed that policy under successive presidents. Trump is simply cruder in terms of his language, but the policy has been remarkably consistent. No question of America being a mediator. It's in the same corner of this fight as Israel.
The pro-Israeli actions of the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump climaxed in the American recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital and the relocation of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem last year. Palestinians who want the city as part of their future state describe the move as the last nail in the coffin of American mediation role. Given America's intensified support for Israel, observers believe the emerging U.S. Middle East plan is highly unlikely to protect Palestinian rights and interests.